Hello and welcome to this reflection from Stretton Vale Baptist Church. We continue to consider the question, why are we here? And as we do that, we think about what is the church? And so we come to one of the metaphors that is used to describe the church, and that metaphor is the bride of Christ. There are a number of places where the church is either directly referred to or is implied to be the bride of Christ. And most notable among these are the passages in Ephesians 5, verses 25 to 30, which says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body just as Christ does the church. We are members of his body." And then in Revelations 19:7-9, let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people. Then the angel said this to me, "Write this, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb." And he added, "These are the true words of God." And then Revelation 21, 1-4. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth have passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eye. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.'" So there's quite a few different references to the church as the bride of Christ. But what does it actually mean for the church to be the bride of Christ? Well, to answer this, I want to look at a passage that talks about a wife of noble character. So let me read from Proverbs 31, verses 10 to 31. "A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good and not harm all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for the tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes covering for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gates, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honour her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gates. So I've heard many people talking about how women need to be like this wife of noble character, and how men should find themselves someone like her. And that is perhaps a topic for another day, but I want to look at this passage in Proverbs through the lens of the woman mentioned being the church as the bride of Christ. So probably the most essential aspect of a bride is faithfulness. As the bride of Christ, we must be faithful to Jesus. We are to commit ourselves to God and remain completely devoted to Him. Faithfulness is essential if we are to be the bride of Christ. In the traditional words of a marriage ceremony, people swear to love and cherish you in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, for richer, for poorer, for better, for worse, forsaking all others, keep myself only unto you for so long as we both shall live. That phrase, forsaking all others, is not to say that we don't care for and love other people, but it's about putting our partners first, giving them our attention. When we recognize Jesus as Lord and commit to follow Him, we too are committing to love Him, forsaking all others, to love Him above all others, and to give Him our devotion. In Proverbs 31, it's pretty much taken as a given that the wife of noble character is faithful to her husband, and so it doesn't explicitly mention faithfulness much. But this passage does start and end with that sense of faithfulness. It ends with that idea that a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Again, that sense of being faithful to God. But in verse 11, where it starts, or near where it starts, there is this wonderful statement of trust and confidence in the wife's fidelity. Her husband has full confidence in her. What beautiful words. Full confidence. I wonder, does Jesus have full confidence in our faithfulness to Him? Or does our devotion to Him waver? Because while the Bride of Christ is the whole corporate church, we as individuals make up the whole. So the question remains, are you faithful to God? Am I? If I'm being honest, there have been many times where I have not given God my wholehearted devotion. My loyalties have become divided. So as we sit at the beginning of a new year, let's recommit our lives to God, asking the Holy Spirit to help us stay faithful to Him. The second characteristic of the wife of noble character might be a bit more surprising. It is the characteristic of diligence. Throughout this passage, the wife is described as one who works with eager hands and gets up while it is still night, who sets about her work vigorously and does not eat the bread of idleness. The woman described by this passage is someone who works hard for the good of her husband, her family, and her community. As the bride of Christ, we too are to be diligent and hardworking for the sake of our bridegroom, Jesus Christ. In Matthew 28, verse 19 to 20, Jesus gave his church a mission. He said, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." We are all called to take part in this mission, and it is a mission that we should be diligent in doing. It is God who draws people in, but he chooses to work through us. So what can you do to work diligently for our bridegroom, Jesus? Ask God to open hearts in people you know, open doors, moments of opportunity, and open mouths so that we have the courage to tell people about Jesus. The bridegroom, the bride of Christ is to be diligent in working for her husband. And she is also diligent in working for her family. The wife in Proverbs 31 is diligent in caring for her family. And so too do we need to be diligent in caring for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Jesus commands us to love one another. In John 13, verse 34, he tells us, "A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." We are called not just to love God, but to love each other, to be diligent in serving one another and giving our love to each other. Let us live more faithfully as the bride of Christ through the way we love one another. The wife in Proverbs 31 is diligent in the way that she serves her husband, the way she serves her family, and also in the way that she cares for the community around her. Which brings me to my next point. The church as the bride of Christ should be actively caring for others. In Proverbs 31, 19 and 20, it says, "In her hand she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy." These verses are the midpoint of this poem, and they're deliberately written in what is known as a chiastic structure. This is when one part of the sentence is mirrored in reverse. So here, the woman's hands close on her tools of production, but open to share of her rewards with the poor. The way these verses are structured make them not just the midpoint of the poem, but also the centerpiece, highlighting the importance for the diligent hard work of the wife to be coupled with loving generosity and openness with those in need. We have been mightily blessed by God, and we are called to pass on those blessings with those who have less. If we want the church to be the bride that Christ deserves, we all need to live generous, loving, compassionate lives that seek to help those in need. Mother Teresa once said, "Not all of us can do great things, but we can all do small things with great love." And then the final thing I want to talk about is the need for the bride of Christ to have wisdom in word and deed. Verses 25 and 26 say, "She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue." In these two verses, we can see that the woman of noble character displays wisdom in her actions, as she is clothed with strength and dignity, suggesting that her actions are wise and do not bring her or her family into disrepute. We are also told that she speaks with wisdom, choosing when to speak and what to say with care. Unfortunately, I'm sure we can all think of people who are searching for meaning and hope, but are turned away from God because they have been hurt by the church or think it has a bad reputation. All of us are representatives of Christ to the world. Everything we say or do reflects, for good or bad, on the one we follow, Jesus. If we behave foolishly or speak badly, it negatively impacts not just people's view of you, but also their view of God. There have been many scandals and horrors in the church, and this stops people knowing God. We can't change what has already happened, but we can live in such a way as to reflect Jesus in the present moment. We have to keep our eyes focused on Jesus and ask him to show us how to speak and act with wisdom. We are the bride of Christ. So be faithful to Jesus. Don't let your heart be swayed. Be diligent in your work for him. We have been given commands to make disciples and to love one another. Be compassionate and generous to all, especially those in need. And be wise in word and deed. So as we think about that question of why are we here, we remember that we are here because we are the bride of Christ, and he is helping to make us ready for his coming. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you love us so much that you refer to us as the bride of Christ. This is a reminder that we are to be faithful to you. Lord, we know that we are so often unfaithful. Our hearts are divided. So, Lord, I pray that you would help recommit ourselves to you, even this very day. Lord, we also know that we need to serve you, to serve our family, brothers and sisters in Christ, to love and care for the people around us. And Lord, we need your wisdom in both our words and our actions. Lord, in all of this, we look to you and pray that you will make us ready so that we can greet you as the bride of Christ, fully cleansed and fully formed for your pleasure. Amen.